It's 8:01. This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, February 9th. I'm Patricia Naft. Through a public records request, KVNF obtained the written charges for the dismissal of former Paonia Town Clerk. The document explains at length the financial issues the town is facing and cites those problems as the original reasons for laying off Barbara Peterson. According to the notice, the town asked Peterson to resign, but she declined, so the town let her go. However, the issue is that under Colorado statute, appointed officials can't be dismissed without a written charge and a hearing. At a special meeting last week, the Paonia Board of Trustees voted to set a hearing date and serve Peterson with written charges. These new charges allege issues with work performance and potentially improper use of town and/or state funds. The hearing is set for March 3rd. Ski patrollers and Telluride are considering unionizing. Right now, mail ballots have been sent out to over 50 ski patrollers who work for the Telluride Ski Resort. Al Kogler is with the Communication Workers of America in District 7, the union that would be representing the ski patrollers in collective bargaining. He says he can't talk specifics about what the patrollers are looking for, but people usually unionize for the same general reasons.
Workers form a union because they want to have some say in their wage and working conditions. Without a union, you've pretty much got to take it or leave it. The employer holds all the power to determine what that looks like, and you can either accept it or you can quit. When you have a union, your status changes from at-will employment to one that's represented, which gives you a bunch of legal rights, gives you the ability to sit down and negotiate with your employer and have input in the process.
The CWA currently represents ski patrollers at Steamboat Springs, Crested Butte, and the Canyons in Utah. The ballot count for Telluride will happen late this month. There are two big issues that the voters of Grand Junction will be weighing in on come April. The City Council has put two items on the ballot. The first will deal with the city's ability to be involved in the internet business. This is Mayor Phyllis Norris.
If that vote goes through, which it did in Montrose, then it allows the city to go out and partner with other broadband or other fiber companies. And if we partner with them, we have a lot of conduit in the ground, or when we build a road, that's the time to put fiber in, because it's less expensive for us and for the companies. So it allows us to go out and get companies to come in, and if they're already here, to be able to offer that to other, other people. The way 152 reads today, we can't even offer Wi-Fi in any of our buildings to the public.
The second item will ask voters if it's okay to use tax funds to finish a segment of the Parkway project that's been in the works since the 90s. Norris would like to see both measures approved and hopes that the voters agree. The San Miguel Power Association will make significant upgrades to the Nucla substation in order to boost the reliability in that area. The West End Reliability Project will include a transformer replacement and the installation of new breakers and protective devices, which will ultimately improve the strength of the co-op system. As part of the updating process, the SMPA is planning lengthy outages. In some cases, all members, from Nucla and Naderita west to the Utah border, will be without power. Work is expected to begin in the next few weeks. There's a new grant available through the Colorado Housing and Finance Agency to help first-time buyers with a down payment. Geraldine Martinez is with the CHFA. She says the grant is targeted at middle and low-income buyers and millennials.
We think that this presents a really positive opportunity for the millennial market in particular. There's been a lot of conversation that millennials aren't interested in homeownership, and we haven't necessarily found that to be true. Last year in 2014, 55% of our customers were millennials, and in talking to them, we've learned that really, for those who have a very stable job, steady income, they are interested in homeownership. They're simply looking for resources that help them do that responsibly. And so we feel like this grant would be an opportunity to help them make that step.
The grant, which is based on the total cost of the home, does mean the loan would have a higher interest rate. Supporters and opponents of a bill to allow physician-assisted death packed the state capitol's largest hearing room last Friday. Lawmakers on the House Public Health Care and Human Services Committee are listening to hours of testimony on the proposal. Benta Berkland has more.
House Bill 1135 would allow physicians to prescribe a life-ending drug to patients who have 6 months or less to live. The patient must be mentally competent, make 3 separate requests, and take the medication themselves. John Davis from Denver has stage 4 kidney cancer and supports the proposal.
Passing this legislation will provide me with the comfort of knowing I have a legal option should I be in great suffering at the end of my life.
Meanwhile, opponents say there aren't enough safeguards in place to protect people with disabilities, worried the system could be abused, and puts physicians in a tough spot to violate their oath of doing no harm. If approved, it would head to the House floor for further debate. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And finally, the national measles outbreak has state and local health officials concerned. As KVNF's Laura Palmisano reports, they're urging people to get vaccinated against the disease.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say last month, 102 people from 14 states were reported to have measles. One of those cases was reported in Colorado, and a majority of them are part of an outbreak linked to a California amusement park. And that's why state and local health officials are urging adults to get vaccinated and parents to inoculate their kids against the disease. Dr. Sharon Grundy is the medical director of primary care at the Telluride Medical Center.
We're worried about it in the state of Colorado due to low immunization rates. So if a patient's been immunized, there's nothing to worry about. All the reports have come from unvaccinated children or adults. This concerns us. If you have a low rate of immunized people in a community, you start to see higher rates of the infection.
Colorado is one of 20 states that allow parents to opt out of vaccines with a personal belief exemption form. Grundy says that might be why Colorado kindergartners have the lowest vaccination rate for measles in the nation. Health officials say the people they are the most concerned about contracting the disease are those who can't be vaccinated, like infants under a year old and individuals with a weakened immune system. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Stay tuned for Go Betty and the Monday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF, I'm Patricia Naft.